It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the
everybody,
the gambler, the
welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Me and Johnny are in the house. Ashley's doing the good deed of making sure all these servicemen get treated correctly when they come back for, you know, some sacrificing the ultimate, and others, you know, she's just taking care of all of them, you know, making sure they're getting all the treatment they need and all that good stuff. So, respect anyways, them. Respect there.
Respect they deserve.
Good morning. How was your week?
It was a productive week.
That's good.
A lot of
good things happening in the real estate world. The other thing is there's a lot of events that are now happening again.
Yeah.
Right? You know, events really hadn't come back at least. And now it's like, I mean, every other night there's something going on.
Oh, yeah.
And, and before we get too far into it, you know, obviously last night, and I woke up this morning to a lot of text messages from friends and family checking on me because there was a shooting going on in downtown Austin last night. And we don't know all the exactly what had happened, but it looked like there was some folks last night that were involved in it and ended up in the hospital. So our thoughts are definitely with them. You know, we don't know exactly what happened.
Well, we all need to start carrying guns.
Yeah, well, there
shoot
you go.
Their ass back. You can't really carry it at a bar, but no, it's
scary deal. It was down on 6th Street. That's all we really know at this point. And no bueno, and you know, super proud of, you know, sounded like the APD stepped in quick.
Yeah, my buddy was down there. He has a food truck downtown, True Barbecue at Key Bar or something like that. And he said when it went off, he said it was just cops from everywhere. Just shoom, 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 shoom. They said they went nuts.
I bet.
But I was long asleep. They haven't found the guy. So they brought the FBI in on it. You know, didn't know, you know, just trying to see motive or whatever. They don't see.
Yeah, and that's kind of the scary part because we don't know if this is something where, you know, somebody got punked in the club and somebody stole his girl and he came back, you know, ticked off. Or was this a planned
attack?
Who knows? And I don't want to jump to speculation, but I do want.
That's why the FBI got brought in.
Correct.
Is to see if that is what it is.
Correct.
People aren't listening to us, Johnny.
That's okay.
They don't care.
We got a couple.
Oh, my God. Johnny said. He said that, that guy was a terrorist.
No. Anyways, so yes, events are back happening again. Got a chance to go up to Q2 Stadium this week. Kendra Scott launched her guy line, Scott Bros, jewelry for men, and got to see some folks, some familiar faces.
Well, that's good.
And I got a bracelet. What do you think, Case? You like the bracelet?
I mean, you're a frat guy. Like, you can pull that off. Like me, people are like, what are you doing over there, Bear?
Yeah.
That doesn't look right. Congratulations to Davis. What's her first name?
Tara.
Tara Davis?
Yeah. The track?
Yeah. The
track
high
field UT?
The long jumper.
Holy.
Insane. Did you see the guy who won it for the men's? And I think it may have been Olympic trials or something like that. The dude jumped a new world record, like 20. It was stupid.
He didn't jump. He glided.
Like he was at the end of the sand.
Yeah.
Like he fell into the track. I said, oh my God.
I think he's a young guy too.
Yeah. That dude just, I'd never seen a guy spring that far before.
And there was also I believe a high school kid who completely smashed the mile record this week as well.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, he ran like one of the fastest miles, or maybe it was the 3,200. I'm not really exactly sure, but we've got some up and comers in the track game right now. And it's pretty awesome.
No, it's good. A lot of people, they don't really – I love track and field.
Okay. Did you throw shot, disc, or any of that?
Javelin? Yeah, I did shot and disc.
Were you a javelin guy?
My dad always was like – and he told everybody, he's like, no, you don't want to be one sport specific. He's like, you got to do all this other stuff. Like, you do track. Why? Because it teaches you how to freaking run.
Yeah.
That's why you do that.
Correct.
Because you got to do all that warm-up stuff. You got to do all that, you know, different blah, blah, blah. And
it only will benefit you in the sports.
No, I mean, as an athlete, like, yeah, you learn how to run. Like, you need to learn how to run. It makes you faster, period.
Correct.
You know? With all that.
Well, I did run. I was a football and then basketball and then played baseball.
You're three sport.
Yeah,
I did basketball and track.
Yeah.
I wanted to do, and everyone else was like, and the crazy thing is, you know, these, I respect the hell out of wrestlers, but wrestlers, they don't really make good football players. Because they're not.
Well, because you're on, I mean, that's more ground and pound and
no,
football.
No, but it's where it's at is the feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can grab somebody and throw somebody. Yeah, I get that. You know, and it's just, you know, I'm not hating on wrestlers at all.
Right.
But the ones that the best, you know, they're good football players, but the best football players I've ever seen were always three-sport athletes.
Right, yeah.
And now you see kids today that are just one sport specific. It's wild.
Starting at like 6 years old.
Yeah, it's nuts.
There's a few donut dads out there right now that are driving their kids to, you know, West Texas to go play
but
five
80
baseball
games
games
in a year for yeah. baseball. Kiss my ass.
Yeah,
my kid ain't playing no 80 damn games.
No,
no. You can go. We're gonna have these cool ass tournaments.
People are like taking second mortgages out so their kid can play in select baseball games and, you know, leagues and all that. Like, I don't let the kid be a kid. Yeah. Like, are we really thinking your kid's gonna go be in the Major League Baseball? No,
it's hard to make Major League Baseball too.
Correct. And I get it that, oh, my kid loves playing the sport, and I want to support him.
And in baseball, you're not just competing in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You're competing all down the southern countries, and they are some badass.
Yeah.
And that's
all they got.
And that's all they do.
Yeah.
So it's like you're trying to have your kid
They're not watching
like,
YouTube on their laptops or their, you know.
The mentality down there is like, this is my way. Like, they're getting their family. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
That's their way out of their surroundings.
Yeah. And it's hard to get in baseball.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love it.
In basketball, I mean, if you know pretty quickly if you got a shot, if you don't grow past 6 foot,
yeah.
Let's switch to another
sport. You can
only
dribble with your right hand, you're screwed.
Correct. That was my dad used to, like, we would not tie, but like we'd have to put our right hand behind our back and only dribble with our left hand.
So
as kids,
see, I never did that. But Colonel Flowers, he goes, no, he told me this 2 years ago. When your kid starts to learn to dribble, make him dribble with a hand he doesn't want to dribble with.
Right, and that's what my dad would do, and as a 8 to 10 year old.
Yeah.
Being able to go both ways and move
insane.
To your left and to your right and shoot a left-handed layup?
Oh, yeah. Like, I can do left-handed layups. I was coordinated.
Yeah.
But I was chunky and short until about the seventh grade.
And then you just shot
all the double patch with a flat top. Looked like Buzz from
Home Alone?
Unnecessary Roughness. That Buzz. Gotcha. That one dude, the dickhead.
The jerk.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam. I miss Robin Williams.
I do too.
Every once in a while, you know, I'll be sitting there at the pit. Not every once in a while, but I'm always there. But when I'm there, you know, you start getting in a wormhole going down through your phone or whatever, you know. You start getting on like old comedies. He's a funny bastard. Yeah. Man, he's funny. Oh, he's hilarious.
What'd you think of Miss Doubtfire?
Oh, great. I'll still watch that movie.
Good flick.
A great flick.
Yeah, Robin was one of those guys that, you know, and then you saw him in serious roles like Good Will Hunting, and he was fantastic in that role too.
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, he was very versatile and, you know,
yeah.
gone way too
the
soon.
Birdcage?
I don't think I saw The Birdcage.
You never seen The Birdcage?
Uh-huh.
He's a oh, it's a great. It's so funny.
Okay,
but he's down in Miami, and he's a he's gay, and his cross dresser is his husband.
Wait, is this the one with like Wesley Snipes? Was in it too?
No, it's a great film.
Okay,
it's down in Miami, and then their son is going to get married to like a governor, and they have to, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Right, check it out.
Check it out. It's a good one.
Looks like we got some college baseball still going on here in Austin.
Yeah, what I was looking at the
play tonight at 8 p.m.
8 o'clock. I was looking on here at all the super regionals. I guess just
two
Texas teams.
Texas Tech took a beating yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't even competitive.
No, it's kind of like how TCU got in the regular
regional. But we're talking about this week here, Casey.
Okay, let's stay on this
let's
week.
Let's stay on this week.
I had to get one in there real
I know,
quick.
You had to.
But, okay, no, but the Texas Tech got their asses stomped last
oh
night.
Oh, my
god, 15-3.
We had I'm on a text thread with some buddies, and there were a couple wagers thrown out, and loser was going to have to take the SAT and post their score.
Post their score on what?
Against Stanford versus Tech.
Oh, they didn't take the bet though.
No, we didn't. They ended up not taking the bet.
And, that is great. That's a great bet.
Correct.
You take SAT and post your score
and post the score. God. Would you? What do you think you would score on an SAT right now?
Not good.
Yeah. First of all, I would never post that score afterwards.
I know barbecue and football right now. Barbecue,
but yeah,
football, guns, you know.
Looks like Stanford took care of the Red Raiders last night. You also had Arkansas beat NC State 21-2.
Yeah, they got Arkansas number one in the nation. So I think they're the team to beat, but they were on their heels. They almost lost.
Yeah, they almost lost their
regional.
Correct.
They should have lost the regional, I felt like. But, 21-2, that's...
21-2.
I think they're going to roll past that.
17 hits on 17 hits.
Yeah. Vanderbilt beat East Carolina. They're up 1-0. And then Arizona, Ole Miss. Arizona beat Ole Miss 9-3. And
is that in Tucson?
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha.
Virginia, Dallas Baptist play today at noon.
Let's go, Virginia!
Dallas Baptist.
Down with DBU.
Notre Dame, Mississippi State today at 2. Tech and Stanford game 2 today at 3. Vanderbilt, East Carolina at noon. Arkansas and NC State are both at 3. Same as Tech. And then the 7 o'clock game is LSU, Tennessee.
Oh, I bet that's a crowd.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And then the Horns play tonight at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock Eastern, Ole Miss Arizona. God, it's a late ass game, but it's in Arizona, so I get it. It's only 8 there.
Pac-12 after dark.
Yep. I never understood why they wouldn't like do some of their better games. You know,
well, like earlier.
I mean, like in football season.
Well, it's the fact that it is Pacific Coast. They're the only ones on TV at that point, right? Everybody else is done playing, so I get while they're playing so late because they're the only ones. If you're up and watching, you're watching the Pac-12.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a midnight game.
True that.
And I'm going to bed because I've been drinking since noon. So that's really what happens with me on that one. Let's see here. Gibson earns U.S. Olympic team spot in women's 3-meter springboard.
Okay.
Synchronized. That's pretty cool. UT places 440 what?
Looks like they had a lot of people on the Big 12 commissioner's honor roll.
Honor roll.
443 student athletes. Jeez.
That's
way to go, Horns.
Yeah, there you go. God, he needs to get off of these checkered suits, dude.
Are we talking about who are you talking about? The new basketball coach?
No, new basketball coach. I like him. He's a hard ass.
I got to meet him this week as well. They did a Save Muni event at It was down there, pretty close to like Pool Burger and Deep Eddy Cabaret, and it was this the Save Muni cause. They're trying to keep Lyons Municipal Golf Course intact, but the greedy University of Texas is going to try to develop it and they did a big party. But anyways, got to meet Chris Beard. That's he was there.
That's pretty badass, though.
Yeah. Lucas Nelson was playing music. You ever heard Lucas?
No, I listened to his music on Spotify.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Really good.
Yeah. I want to. How much you think he would cost to bring him in for a night and throw a party?
Probably more than you and I could afford.
$20,000
Oh, he's way more than that, I would think.
He's more than $20,000
I think so.
Okay.
But this was a charity event, and he's a big golfer himself.
Okay.
So he came in, and Scotty Sayers was leading the charge with Ed Clements. Mm. Ed Clements is so funny.
Yeah.
That guy just kills me every time. But yeah, there was a lot of folks out there, and really enjoyed, you know, nice evening. Was it American Legion? Is that what it's called? Is that right? Does that sound right?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. But that's where it was at, and raised a lot of good money for the Save Muni cause, because we don't need any more condos in Austin, Texas. Well, yes, we do, but not to take up that much green space. Because once that green space is gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And we don't need more Starbucks. We don't need more Bed Bath & Beyonds. What we need is some good green space for people to go and enjoy and learn how to play the game of golf and
breathe the fresh air.
Breathe the fresh air. You're exactly right.
Y'all are right, though. This morning, weather is amazing on the text line here. T-Bone said he's headed to the dish around noon today. Cody will be popped open shortly thereafter.
He's heading at noon, and the game starts at what?
Eight.
Okay. He's going to have some pretty good lead time.
That's normal, right?
That's 8 hours?
That's when I would go. Go get your tailgate set up. Go put the ribs on. Go get the chicken smoking. Get some queso on the barbecue pit as well.
Had some wild boar queso last night.
Heck yeah.
Or chorizo. Put some of that in some Blanco. Some of that white cheese. It was fantastic. I'm usually a Velveeta guy. Throw in some Rotel. I got a secret ingredient on Fat Johnny's queso.
Fat Johnny's queso.
Fat Johnny's queso is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you everybody the secret ingredient.
Do you do breakfast sausage?
Yes.
Or
Jimmy Dean. And what I like, I mean, between the Rotel and the sausage, you can really kind of vary the spice. Because some people don't like a little bit more of a mild. I love it spicy.
Well,
I mean,
if you're making it, just make it spicy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's my choice.
Oh, okay, good.
I go hot Rotel.
Don't let other people choose your
correct
spiciness.
Correct.
Yeah.
Chorizo. What did I call it?
I don't know.
Oh, and we have one of the texters saying.
I have selective hearing.
Yeah.
First time I heard chorizo all day.
Well, we'll have a morning check-in. Let's find out where everybody's at.
I don't like greasy-ass chorizo.
Okay.
Like too greasy. There's some good chorizo, but some places they just, it's too greasy for me. You know what I mean?
You ever put it in breakfast tacos?
That's what I'm saying, breakfast tacos. One way to cut the grease down is add potatoes. That's what our fat asses did down in South Texas. But, no, I'm just trying to, like in Mexico, you know, their chorizo is totally different than what's here.
Gotcha.
It's a lot meatier. It's not.
Heartier.
It's not so chopped and greasy. It's not so cut so fine. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And I like that a little bit better. My favorite is carne guisada.
There you go.
With the gravy. Those are my favorite tacos. Like, if you have good carne guisada, I'll come back to you.
I was at yesterday. We went over to Texas Honey Ham. I think they have I'll put them up in the running as one of the best. No, just breakfast tacos in town.
Really?
I'm not saying the best. I'm just saying if there's a contest, I'm putting my money on Texas Honey Ham.
For one taco?
Yeah, just a breakfast taco.
So one single taco, you'll take that? They have a specific taco that you think is the best taco in Austin?
One of them, yeah. I mean.
Which one?
It's just their breakfast taco. Like their basic bacon, egg, cheese. I'm blanking on the, how you call it, ranchero style.
Okay.
So they like take the salsa and they like put it in, they like cook it all together and then they put it in a breakfast taco or put it in a tortilla. And it's again, I'm not saying the best in town. I'm just saying that if there's a contest going down and we've got to, you know, put a Mount Rushmore of breakfast tacos of Austin.
Well, you know who's on top of the Mount Rushmore of breakfast? Who is the Mount Rushmore?
I'll tell you what. We got to take a quick commercial break. Let's come back and we'll discuss the Mount Rushmore of breakfast tacos here in Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Joined live here with Casey Studdard. I'm Johnny Rogers. You're listening to The Horn. Good morning. Great weather out there right now. It's going to be a little bit steamy. Make sure you are hydrating. Put on your sunscreen. As I like to say, safety never takes a vacation.
That is true. All right, before we went to break, we were talking about
Mount Rushmore of breakfast tacos here in Austin.
And all the, I mean, half of our Texers already pointed to the one I was talking about. The Real Deal Holyfield at Valentina's, it's hard to beat. Like,
What is it? I haven't had it yet. So
it's a homemade tortilla, homemade refried beans, homemade, like, fried potatoes. So you get the crunch, two strips of bacon, over easy egg, and a piece of fatty brisket.
Oh,
and then he has his, like, gangster green salsa he puts on top.
Damn.
It's like a $9 taco, but it's you only need – I mean, I was training, I'd eat two of them. But it's like – I think that's the best breakfast taco in Austin.
Okay.
And he has great barbecue, too. I mean,
well, and I, like he we were
taught
talking
me
about
– Yeah, he taught me a lot of my – a lot of the business side and a lot of the tricks of the trade.
Oh, nice.
When I was first starting. So,
that's cool. And yeah. I know that they've got a – they've got a. They're setting up a shop out at Austin FC at Q2 Stadium.
Yeah, Miguel's all. Yeah,
and let me. Well, Austin FC does kick off today, 2 p.m. Casey, I know you're going to be watching.
Is it? It's not here though.
No. So they've got. They're playing
next
up in Columbus.
Week's the home.
Yeah,
game.
Next weekend here in Austin.
So their stadium's already done.
Yeah, and it is awesome.
So are people going to be there? Partying, getting after it on.
It's a night game. It's an 8 p.m. game. So you know, I'll be just got my tickets and excited. I got some buddies coming in town from North Carolina. Shout out to William Hesmer and Chesson. Hesmer's an old MLS player, so he's kind of been the guy who's gotten me into the sport. He played up in Kansas City, and looking forward to that. But yeah, back to the ATX.
Let's get back
Mount
to tacos.
Rushmore,
let's get back
breakfast
to tacos.
Tacos.
Let's get back to tacos here.
Big fan of the Don Juan at One in a Million.
Yeah.
But a lot of the cachet for that is going into One in a Million and getting that handshake. Best handshake in Austin from Juan. But the Don Juan is fantastic. It is a monster breakfast taco. I mean, it's just a pile of breakfast taco.
Jim Bob's in BK's.
Is that still around? That was a great breakfast taco, but I think they got booted.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people are still talking about the Holyfield. Yeah, I mean it's pretty.
Yeah, best ever was Jim Bob's and BK's. I agree with that. My dad would get up every Saturday morning and go get us breakfast tacos there. It was fantastic. But yeah, Texas Honey Ham, fantastic breakfast taco. Torchy's has a pretty good one. The Wranglers,
yeah,
the Wranglers not bad.
Torchy's to me like. They used to be good. Now they put so much crap on their taco, you don't even know what the hell you're eating. You know what I mean? There's just too much stuff on their tacos.
Gotcha.
For me.
Okay.
It's just too much for my
palate. That's after you saying the Real Deal Holyfield has, I think, what, 12 ingredients?
But that's everything goes together. it's like a whole breakfast in one taco.
Yeah.
You got your potatoes. You got your – so if you get like Rayless Rancheros, I mean, that's basically what you're getting on a, you know – but in a taco.
I'm a big Cisco's guy, too. I love their breakfast.
No, Cisco's great.
Fantastic.
I do like Cisco. I actually have their hat on right now. Yeah, no. But there's a lot of good tacos. There's a lot of good, like, smaller food trucks that no one knows about.
Correct.
But
I like Mahdi's. I think Mahdi's has great breakfast. Pete's tantalizing tacos at Mahdi's? Are you kidding me?
My buddy John Zamora told me, he said... I was like, well, how do you tell which ones are the best? He goes, Casey, if you see a bunch of, you know, lawn workers and stuff at the truck, and they're speaking Spanish. He goes, "Go eat there."
Gotcha.
I said, "All right." So, I was like, "Yeah." And so
when you're driving around and looking,
when you see a bunch of workers sitting over there eating, you're like, "Okay, this has to be some good Mexican food."
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to try it. I'll have to do the same, but
yeah.
And although y'all don't do breakfast tacos, Casey, I still every time I go over to Whitfield's, I'm blown away with y'all's kolaches.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Kyle McKinney, he makes
those whatever tacos. He's doing. Tell him to keep doing because
yeah. So I make brisket and pulled pork for him and the sausage and everything, turkey pastrami, all this different stuff and.
He told me, he said he can put anything he wants. He can put anything in the kolache.
Yeah.
With that bread that y'all have.
Yeah.
And this is not a paid advertisement. I'm just telling y'all, yeah. Whitfield's kolaches get there early.
Yeah,
because they sell hot.
We got people, I mean, they're seven. They're big kolaches.
Correct.
It's not like you're $7. You're getting fatty brisket. You're getting camembert cheese, arugula, pickled onions. And it's on a homemade bun with everything topping on. It's really good, and they're big. They're not like a skimpy kolache. And then, he does a spicy one. He does a pulled pork differently. Takes some of our pickled pineapples, our spicy pickled pineapples, and puts it in there with them. So, yeah, but we'll have people come in and buy 8 or 10 at a time and leave.
Well, then they got to be feeding – you know, 12 to 15 because they're monsters. Yeah. I got two, and I could barely finish the first one.
Yeah, they're big.
They're big boy kolaches. They're not the ones you get up at the Little Czech Bakery in West Texas at exit 353. Not that I've ever stopped there before.
No, I mean, you're going to, and that's the reason why they're $7. It's because
they're huge.
They're big, and and everything at Whitfield's is big. Like, our sandwiches are $12, but you're getting over a half pound.
Correct.
Our chopped sandwich is only $10, and you're getting over half pound. You know what I mean? So it's not – we don't skimp there. Everything, we're big portions.
Correct.
Because I hate going to a place where you're like, oh, okay, brisket sandwich, and you get like two little slices of brisket, and you're like, are you kidding me?
And I'm telling y'all, do not sleep on the banana pudding.
Banana pudding's off.
I know it's kind of weird to order banana pudding at 10 o'clock in the morning, but get there and get it because it is fantastic. Big fan. We got some other texters. Waterloo Ice House Miga's Taco from Golf Lingo. Okay, we'll check that out. Taco Moore is a great place to go.
Another texter said, it's all about the salsa when it comes to a breakfast taco for me. The corn tortilla instead of the flour makes any taco even that much better.
I'm a flour tortilla guy.
I am too, but see, if you take a corn tortilla and kind of make it crunchy on the edges.
Okay.
See, so we do greasy tacos. My grandmother would do greasy tacos. And what you do is you take your corn tortillas and, you know, you got your beef all ground up and, all, you know, seasoned up. And you take the corn tortillas and you fry them a little bit right before they get crispy so they're still pliable. And then you roll it in that and you put it in a glass pan, cheese over top, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you bake it and they harden. Ooh. And then you just take them out with this, you know, with a spatula. You take your, you know, you put like 20 in a pan, and you put that on the little homemade guac, a little homemade salsa. That's dinner.
Yep.
Beans on the side or whatever. But yes, Whitfield is open on Sundays. But yeah, that was my grandma's greasy tacos right there.
And now I'm just getting hungry.
Yeah, I love greasy tacos. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't even done that for my family. My wife's like really good at like being healthy. Like my kids' snacks are peppers, carrots, apples. They love all that stuff, right? Hummus. It's awesome. It's great.
Like, that's not what I was eating as a kid.
No.
We had, you remember Schwan? Did you ever have the Schwan man?
The truck? The truck yellow
that
truck?
Would, yeah.
And they'd come by and you'd be like, what kind of ice cream you got in there, man?
Yes. he had a key to our house. I mean, we had three, me and my brothers were all 1 year apart. Schwan guy.
Let me guess, he's delivering a bunch of milk for you boys.
Oh, yeah. Milk. We had, you know, the pizza breads. You know, we had Ribwich sandwiches. I had fish sticks, I think, every other day. Schwan was fantastic service.
That's true. Someone Texans, Casey, that's also called enchiladas, but it doesn't have a sauce on it. It's just cheese melted on the top, folded over in a, you know, a beef taco. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then we just put guacamole. I don't know, because enchilada has a sauce on it, right? Yeah, enchiladas has like a green sauce or a red sauce.
And yes, one of the texters just said the Doña sauce at Taco Deli is my jam. Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I love Taco Deli.
I love a good spicy, but
hell yeah.
It has to be, if it's spicy, I like it spicy, but I need it to, I want it to still have flavor.
Gotcha.
I hate people that just have it just pure spice. You're like, this is just hot. That's it. That's all you can taste. It's like too hot, but you can't, but when you can taste the flavors with it, I'm all in.
You a barbacoa guy? CB texted in. Shout out to him over in
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that Washington. Do crappy barbacoa here in Austin.
Okay.
Like it has to, like a lot of people do crappy barbacoa. Like it's too greasy for me. I mean, I don't know. I don't like when you take a bite and it's like you can taste the grease in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my cup of tea.
We got a Ken's. I haven't been to Ken's, but here Ken's is really good, 100%.
Donya
on the auto. Yep, that's pretty solid. Yep. We got a lot of texters saying, y'all are making me hungry. Absolutely. And we'll pick this conversation up right after the break. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Johnny Rogers, Casey Studdard in the house.
What's going on, everybody? How's everyone going today on this Saturday? Looking at ESPN right now. Euros is going on overseas. That's some good soccer to watch.
Speaking of good soccer, Austin FC plays today at 2 p.m.
Speaking of good soccer.
Josh Stanley. Wolf and the boys. I'm telling you, Casey, next weekend is going to be a scene that I've been waiting for so long. Professional sports in Austin, Texas. Los Verdes is going to have the south end zone. Is it end zone? Have we figured that out?
It's not an end zone.
But the south end of the stadium,
there you go,
is dedicated to Los Verdes, and it will be rocking. We'll be singing the songs, the chants. I don't know any of them yet. I know there's one that is all right, all right, all right, all right. Austin FC. Little McConaughey twist on that.
What is that?
It's one of our songs. One of our chants. We got chants.
God damn.
I'm so excited about Adrian Healy will be on the call.
Are you going to paint your face?
I might.
You are.
I've never been a face painter because my pore just gets way too hot, especially here in Texas, to paint your face. But
yeah, not here.
I'm super, super excited.
Never. I'm just not a super fan, but I'll tell you what. You know what is if you're a fan of tennis or just anything like that? Did you hear about this match yesterday between Djokovic and Nadal?
No,
like. Djokovic, you know, Nadal's like the king of clay, right?
Correct.
Like never lost, like stupid, won seven or eight times, like stupid, right?
Yeah, he's won a lot of French titles.
Djokovic beat him yesterday.
Okay.
Semifinals. But the caliber of tennis was...
On point?
Djokovic said at the end, he said, this is the top three match I ever played in my life.
Really?
He's ever been in his life. You know, he's like maybe top one or two. He
Correct.
Said, but it's definitely top three.
That's awesome.
He said, and it was like, it was great tennis. So if anybody, I'm not the biggest into tennis, but it, I got to see a bunch of the replays last night, and you're like, okay, I see what they're talking about. I mean, just the volleys back and forth. You know, it was pretty amazing.
We had one of the texters said the south end of the stadium. It's going to be called the McCalla End. Okay.
McCalla End.
But it's, I got a chance to tour the stadium. Our good friend Chris Quinn over there with Austin FC gave us a tour. And I'm telling you, Case, like, you're going to go into the stadium and you're going to be blown away. Like, you know, the South End, they've got a lot of South Austin, you know, eateries and restaurants.
I'll probably never walk in that stadium.
You will. Casey, I'm going to take you to your first game this year.
I won't go. I probably won't be able to go this year.
We're going to make you watch some Ted Lasso, get you excited about the game of soccer. You watch Ted Lasso. Have you seen it? It's the best show on television, and I'm not mincing words.
Is that the one where the guy goes overseas and tries to take over? You told me about this one, right?
Yes.
And he's tried to take over the soccer club in England?
Correct. Well, it's kind of almost a twist on Major League, the movie Major League, where
gotcha.
You're trying to lose. So there's a bitter divorce, and the wife gets the team, and she just wants to make it horrible because that's the only thing her ex-husband ever loved.
Gotcha.
Was this team.
Gotcha.
And so she hires an American football coach from Wichita State. And I'm telling you, it's hilarious. It is a great way because, again, I'm just getting into the game of soccer. And it's a great way to kind of introduce Americans to the game and how it's played over in Europe. But Ted Lasso.
Well, all us Americans, we respect the game over in Europe. We don't respect the game here in America.
Who'd you say you wanted somebody to come over? You wanted Messi to come over, and then you'll go to a game?
I mean, if you had that caliber of players, yeah. Or just, I mean, these teams are stacked over there. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are – and now the Euros are on. You sit there. Like, back in, 2015, the whole Barcelona team was from Spain. Bayern Munich, the year that Germany won the World Cup and Bayern Munich won the Champions League and all this other stuff, that whole team was Germany's team, their national team. You know what I mean? And they're just dominant. But yeah, July 22nd,
the Sounders come to town.
There. My third baby boy will be born that day.
There you go. You're going to zone,
huh?
You're going from man to man to zone.
Yeah, going to zone.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, my two kids are out of the whole diaper thing. They can take care of themselves. So getting back into that again is like, God, it sucks.
How do you think the kids will do with having another one?
Oh, they'll be fine.
They excited?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, my daughter's already going to be my wife's big helper. But, you know.
One of the texters said his wife doesn't really watch sports but absolutely loves Ted Lasso. That's what I'm saying, like... You'll fall in love with Ted Lasso, the coach, and his positivity and all of that, and it's hilarious. And so, and the new season is coming up in July, season two. Excited to see that.
Very nice.
Did you watch? Hey, let me ask you this, Casey. Did you see the Mayweather Paul fight last weekend? Did you watch it?
I saw the highlights.
Yeah, Mayweather. I'll tell you what, Paul kind of held his own.
Well, Paul is 55 pounds heavier.
He's a monster compared to Mayweather.
Mayweather's tiny. Mayweather's smaller than you, Johnny.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
He fought 150s.
Oh, jeez.
175. He wasn't fighting in 200s.
Yeah,
he was 250 pounds.
I mean, it was a total money grab, and I get that. But even Mayweather afterwards was like, all right, I respect this guy. He was a lot better than I thought he was. So I don't know if, you know, I think it kind of hurts the boxing field.
Oh, it does, but they're making so much money. But it was funny, though, I saw a guy post a video of, I paid $750 for second row, and I can't even see the stage.
Oh, because it was down in Miami, right?
Yeah, it was so messed up how they had it set up. He goes, they're boxing, I paid $750 for second row, and I can't, he was zooming in on his phone. You could barely even see the boxers.
Gotcha. Yeah, I saw somebody said it looked like Tyson's punch out, you know, with Little Joe and.
Yeah, just wing, 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 wing.
Correct.
Wing,
but,
wing.
Mayweather was so tiny compared to.
Yeah, Mayweather just covered Logan up Paul. When he came in on his Furies, and then he just stung him. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing.
Yeah. But, no. Well, speaking of, you know, getting into college football playoff expansion.
That's right. They're talking about a 12-team playoff.
Historics, they said there's going to be top six, you know, top six and then six at large.
Okay. See, and I like that, Case, because usually with the four right now, it's hard for a smaller school like a TCU, like a Boise State, like a Coastal
or
Carolina.
Or like a one-loss team that lost some bullcrap game in the – you know what I mean?
It gives everybody a chance.
Yeah.
And we've been screaming for this to happen because the NCAA will end up making so much money just on television rights for this.
Yeah, they need to pay some players of that crap. They're going to make billions.
Billions.
Off of six more games? Shoot.
It's going to be awesome.
That's more than six more games.
If that happens, I'm super excited to see, you know, because like I said, every once in a while, you know, a team like TCU will do good. You know, the year that the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, took us to the undefeated Rose Bowl champions over Wisconsin, that team would have done well in a playoff.
No, absolutely.
And we just never had the chance to. I mean, we ended up finishing second overall, but I think if you'd have taken that team and put them up against an Alabama, up against an LSU, I'm not saying every year, but I'm saying that particular team would have done something. At least we would have had a chance to see what would have happened. But I'm excited. A 12-team college football playoff would just, I mean, God, can you imagine? I mean, granted, it'll probably take away from some of the bowl games. Will they still have bowl games?
Yeah, they'll still do all that. But the what do they call them, the BCS bowl ones, the Big Four or Five or whatever,
yeah,
they'll get double. They'll have two games, so they're going to get double money.
Hell yeah.
Jerry's like, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, let's go. Pack them into the
star. That's where Jerry's smart. He ain't smart running a team, but when it comes to freaking
making money,
like he putting all those like neutral sites at Dallas Stadium.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, we can pack all y'all in here.
Yeah, let's go. I don't.
And it's a crappy site.
For a college game, like, I want to be on campus.
No, I hear you. I agree. But he's the one taking advantage. He's the one plugging that away, like, hey, let's do it on NutriSite, do it here. He's the one getting in their ears, bring them this way.
And he'll pay them.
Because he's going to pay them.
Correct.
The school's like, oh, I'll
take and it's
that.
Great for the schools because they're making money.
Yeah.
But for the fan, you know, I'd much rather be at Ammon G. Carter Stadium up in Fort Worth than at the Star Jerry World.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, neutral sites like rival games, you know, Cotton Bowl and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Cotton different. Bowl is a great feeling for a college football game.
Yeah.
You know, great setting. You know, it feels like a college football game. I don't think there's a better game out there than going up to see the Red River Rivalry or Shootout, or I guess you can't call it a shootout anymore. Rivalry.
Yeah, you can't even
call it the cocktail party anymore.
Right. Really?
Yeah. It's just game of the Florida-Georgia game.
Because people are that freaking sensitive in the world now?
Correct.
You can't say cocktail?
Nope. God, Promotes drinking, Casey.
It's so stupid, though. Why are people so freaking soft? Like, I don't get it. It doesn't promote. It's been this game. These games have been played forever.
Correct.
Like, kiss my, like, come on. It woke. Says shootout.
It's very woke. This. It's very woke, Casey.
That's stupid.
Did you see where?
American.
I did see where my alma mater, the TCU Horned Frogs, are no longer going to be calling them the first people coming into school freshmen. They're taking that out.
What are you going to call them?
First years? I don't know.
God, so your school's the one starting the soft
well,
crap?
Well, it wasn't. We didn't start it.
Explains a lot. It's all coming together now, Johnny.
We jumped TCU on the bandwagon that Penn State had started. But yeah, we're no longer calling them freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's, I guess, just first year, second year.
God, y'all are falling in the damn line.
Give it a year, and Texas will follow.
No,
I'm telling you,
it's so stupid. We're not going to call them freshmen because these guys, these freshmen have it's
ageist.
It's Casey. Stupid as hell. That's all it is. Like, you get called a freshman. Who cares if you're called a freshman? Like, you're really going to, like, these people, these kids are, I got called a freshman. I got to go see a counselor or something. Like, I'm really depressed. Like, get the hell out of here. Stop. And the parents that are going along with that, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's so
Are you
going
to be defiantly calling them freshmen?
I'll call everybody, yeah. That's so, like, why change something like that? It's
ageist, Casey.
It's so stupid.
It's ageist. It's the woke nation.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back at the top of the hour for more Big Ugly Tailgate.